Message number 598. His great chastisements of a magnitude never witnessed in the world before now can be mitigated. Monday, October 29, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, as I have said, the tide of change has begun as the hand of my Father now falls in chastisement not only in the USA but in other countries. All these ecological upheavals will continue everywhere until humanity has been purified. You must pray that those souls who reject God can be saved from the fires of hell through the generosity of others through their prayers. These signs are to show humanity that times have indeed changed. Nothing will nor can be the same until the earth is purified to enable the second coming to take place. At this moment when sin ravages the earth, it is not worthy to receive the Messiah. These signs are of the end times, my followers, and you must prepare your souls. Very soon there will be few, including those atheists with hearts of stone, who will be able to ignore the hand of my Father. However, his great chastisements of a magnitude never witnessed in the world before now can be mitigated and weakened through your prayers. Nevertheless, they will continue until mankind accepts the truth. The day of the Lord, the day of the second coming, is drawing close, although many events must take place first. This will be a difficult time for all of God's children, including those who have strong faith. Yet for those who show love and loyalty to me, their Jesus, many will be at peace, for they know that I come to bring them into my new paradise. The prosperity of this new kingdom must be sought out, and you must long for this great gift. Keep strong and trust in me. You must understand that my Father must punish those who plan terrible acts. He has promised to bring their actions to a halt and they will be swept away. The signs will now be seen in every corner of the earth to ensure that humanity can be left in no doubt as to whose power is at force. Only God commands such power. Any other power will be short-lived. The power of God is almighty, and no man will ever overcome the Creator and Maker of all that is seen and unseen. Your Jesus.